We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 25 seconds to go right along with it Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Peter Hoffman, Brian Rascona. They on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze, right up until Jody Mack coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Andrew pops one up behind first, blowing in the wind. In comes Conforto. Out goes Cano, and it lands. Cano got closest to it. He collided with Conforto, and the ball fell in fair. And Kendrick winds up at second base. We'll see if Michael's okay.
Swinging a high pop-up right side, slicing towards the line. Conforto charging over. Out goes Cano, and it drops in between them. A fair ball. Conforto, I think, was clipped by Cano. Conforto is down. Going to second and holding there is Kendrick. Kendrick will get credit for a bloop double, and now the question is Conforto okay? He comes to his feet. Cano puts an arm around him. Michael just wobbled a little bit as he took a few steps, and that's going to bring Mickey Callaway, the manager, and the trainer Brian Chicklo out there.
And not so okay is Michael Conforto. You were not watching the New York Metropolitans from your couch today. You were sitting ringside when Cano KO'd Michael Conforto. The Metropolitans, like the Yankees, off today, losing a game and two players. And so far, their motto is to lose players and lose games. Then we had the 36-year-old second baseman, and you just heard from Howie, of course, on 880, and you heard from Gary, of course, with the SNY. We had the 36-year-old second baseman going back and Michael Conforto coming in on a pop-up into short right field. The 36-year-old second baseman, not giving way, is looking up, calling for it. The 26-year-old right fielder is coming in, calling for it, and calling for it some more. And when Cano's left shoulder collided with Conforto's chin, Conforto fell faster than the baseball and is now going through concussion protocol. McNeil also had to leave the game, him in the third inning. He pulled up running to second base and like the rest of us day to day with the abdominal tightness. Today, the Metropolitans, they had some offense. Not in the top of the ninth inning in Washington with the bases loaded and Broxton striking out 7-6 on the losing end. So you certainly like the scoring, but the scoring not in sync today with the pitching. So here's Zach Wheeler going six, but giving up too many runs and too many hits. And yes, the Metropolitans rallied in the ninth inning, but a rally that falls short by a tally, not what is so ideal. So the Metropolitans lose this afternoon. They lose a game and two players. Johnson & Johnson, and you know from that very famous company, Johnson & Johnson, have come up with a new Band-Aid. It's called Adam Gaze.
New York's Grand Central Station. A million people pass through it every day. Some of them never get out.
There's never a good time to make a decision like this. Honestly, it took a while, and maybe I was slow at that decision.
If it wasn't, I mean, what are we doing this for? I mean, everybody just agreed on everything, it'd be boring. We need to have a little excitement every once in a while.
Private eyes, they're watching you, watching you, watching you, watching you. That's the thing with Adam, I think. It's a little bit of a combination of the personality, the aptitude, the drive, the passion. And again, we're going to be excited to see, like, you know, from a work ethic, toughness, and aggressiveness standpoint, like to see how we build out the staff and how we do this year.
I made the decision that I want to find a better fit for this building.
When it was all said and done, I think we felt very good about Adam in terms of, you know, from, you know, his experience, having been a head coach already in the league and now in the AFC East, to, you know, really going back through his whole history and felt very good about him and him being the right fit for us.
This had nothing to do with Adam. I mean, I want a good give and take between our GM and the coach. This was not one person or another winning a power struggle. This was completely my decision.
Unless I say it, it's really irrelevant to me. I don't know who decides that gets to put that stuff out there. It kind of me off a little bit because, well, we have discussions on everything, and that's our job. We have to work through so much stuff, and that's what we got to do.
A stranger is watching. A whole new vision of fear.
Adam Gase. Adam, the king of the world. Adam Gase, king of Florham Park. Adam Gase, the Jets MIP. Most important player in the front office and on the field. Adam Gase, ruler, czar, dictator of all that is green. Adam Gase, it's one way, my way, or you won't play. And it begins right now in the month of May. And for all who cross the mastermind of the New York Jets, you will pay. In another life, Adam Gase will come back as a bottle of poison with a warning to keep out of the reach of children and adults alike. Highly flammable, so keep the bottle in a dry and safe place. Adam Gase, all-powerful, all-knowing. Adam Gase, no omega male. Adam Gase, no beta male. Adam Gase, no zeta male. Adam Gase, all alpha male, and don't you ever forget it. Adam Gase, he told Mike Maccagnan, you have hired me to fire you. And he did. With Woody Johnson changing the diaper of the royal baby, with Chris Johnson playing his fiddle atop a burning Florham Park, Adam Gase, the quarterback whisperer, the backstabber, the traitor, the loser, conquers the New York Jets with his army of one, leaving the team in transition, taking no prisoners, and now looking to ring Le'Veon's bell. Since running backs paid millions are not to be taken alive. Bell only wants to win. He said so last night with the tweeting. Bell only wants to win and run for the New York Jets. But now, the target of the king of the world. He'll now have to run for his life, Mr. Bell. No one is safe. Adam Gase. The loser in Miami, aligning and alienating just about everybody living in the state, finally gets a win. Yes, he lost a lot in Miami. Friends, acquaintances, colleagues, his job, players, you name it. But now he finally gets a win. One for the money. Two for the show. Three to get ready for R.J. Burnett.
Be happy with what we have and, you know, help him, support him, support the team, and hopefully good things will come.
Three is a magic number.
One.
New Orleans.
Congratulations to New Orleans for winning the first pick in the 2019 NBA lottery.
Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Two, Memphis.
The second pick in the 2019 draft will be made by Memphis.
Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
Three, New York.
The third pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to New York.
That's a magic number.
I think so. You know, you look at all the guys that are in this room. They're all very good talent. They all have great abilities. And whoever we pick is going to be somebody that's going to help to rebuild the franchise.
And three times one is three, of course.
This now concludes the 2019 NBA Draft Lottery. Thank you, everybody.
I was still hoping that we were going to get the number one pick, but, you know, three is very good. I think I'm proud, and whoever we draft, I'm proud. I know they're going to be happy and proud to be a New York Knicks.
They have three in the family.
And we will be talking to Frank Isola. And you know from Frank Isola, we talked to him about the lottery and the New York Knickerbockers, Zion Williamson, R.J. Burnett, everything. And at 8:05, we will talk to Michael Lombardi. And not related to Vince. Michael Lombardi is with The Athletic. He does a podcast called The GM Shuffle. He also is a host on Sirius XM, a Saturday morning sports betting program. His resume is loaded with length. He's been an NFL scout, NFL executive, NFL pro personnel director, a GM, a vice president, working with and for the likes of Bill Walsh to Al Davis to Bill Belichick and too many others to name before 10 o'clock tonight. Oh, by the way, he's worked with ESPN, CBS Sports, Showtime, the NFL Network, and Fox. I may have missed a few places, a few names. Michael Lombardi at 8:05, Frank Isola at 7:05 or 7:20.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.